He ran all over North America with the Syracuse Orange, the National Football League, and the Canadian Football League. Robert Drummond is back on the field, analyzing the gridiron right now with Dan Dottora.
Back here on the field with Rob Drummond, live on location in celebration of Syracuse going to the Texas Bowl here at Carvel DeWitt on 4322 East Genesee Street in Syracuse. And we've talked about the Texas Bowl. Now we got to look at the other side of it. The Super Bowl is coming up. It's cold enough in Syracuse that they might as well have just taken the top off the Carrier Dome and done it here if they were going to do it anywhere. But this is the Snow Bowl right now, and as we continue here with our weather, the first question when it comes to the NFL is, will we see, for the first time ever, a snowing Super Bowl, a Super Bowl that's going to have not just the white numbers on the ground, but some white snow on the ground? I mean, that's a potential possibility now.
It's definitely a potential possibility. Forecast has the Super Bowl in February being in very, very snowy, very blustery winter conditions, you know. Back when the NFL was the old AFL, you know, when the Packers, you know, played the Colts and they played all those frigid cold games, we could be going back to that era. I first said when they had a Super Bowl in New York, I was like, do they realize that it snows in New York around February? But you know what? It's going to be interesting to see. I can't see all those patrons down there for the Super Bowl paying all that money to sit outside in a frigid, cold, you know, weather-like conditions. Yes, that's football, but the fans don't want to be a part of that. The Super Bowl should be always played in the warm conditions, you know, which makes the game even. But you know, the NFL needs to make money, and they decided this is the best option, but I think it's the wrong option.
When you look at the Super Bowl, and no matter what, the potential for it being cold is definitely there. Would you like to see, now that, you know, no matter what we say here, it's going to be at the MetLife Stadium, Giants-Jets home. So no matter what we say, that's where it's happening. It's going to be in cold weather, potential snow. What teams would you like to see play there? Would you like to kind of see that juxtaposition of having a Dallas or one of those southern teams that are having to play now in these elements that obviously they're not used to?
I wouldn't like to see Dallas do anything, personally, because I'm not a Dallas fan at all. But, you know, I'd love to see my Eagles playing in the Super Bowl after what they did against Detroit that last game in that 8 to 9 to 10-inch snowy game they had last week. But it's going to be interesting to see. I think the two best teams in football right now, I'd have to say the Seattle Seahawks, and with their minor setback, the Denver Broncos, you know. But that's why the games are played, you know. It needs to be the landscape of the way it's shaping itself out and taking off. It's going to play itself out. So going forward, you know, I mean, Seattle, which is a Western team that doesn't really play in snow, but playing in a game like that, and Denver playing in a game like that, also would be a great game. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens, because the weather, if it's like it is today here in Syracuse, sunny Syracuse, is definitely going to play a part in this game, or that game.
I always call it the warm weather, and it's a vacation spot, Syracuse, New York. It is definitely the place to be if you've never seen snow before, that's for sure. I will say that there's a lot of people down in Florida that when they found out where I was from when I was living in Florida and doing my show down in Orlando, that they said, oh my God, you know, what's it like to see snow? Because they've never seen snowfall, and they really want to be around snow and see it for the first time. And I caution them that after the first time, is it the same for you the second, the third, the fourth, and the 50th time? Because you and I are a little bit different. I love the snow, don't like the cold. You don't like either.
No, I don't like either at all. I mean, I don't know how I played football for so long and was out there being able to, you know, run around in this cold stuff out here. But, you know, it was, for me, the love of the game. You know, and for these players, it's the love of the game. That's how they can deal with elements like this, you know. But at the end of the day, you go out there, you have passion, you have desire, you have heart, you have everything that you will instill inside yourself to be able to go out there and play the game that you love and deal with the elements like this. At the end of the day, it's just snow, you know, and I can deal with it. I don't like it. I mean, it irritates the heck out of me, you know, but at the end of the day, I do love Syracuse. I do love the city. You know, it makes me smile. It makes me happy. My family's here. I play my college football here. I play my Pop Warner, my upbringing is from here. So at the end of the day, I don't mind Syracuse at all.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, Carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
When you look at some of the cold weather stadiums, like a Penn State, Pittsburgh, Boston College, three teams that Syracuse played this season, none of them in which they played in that weather. They weren't at Penn State, they were at MetLife, and Pittsburgh and BC were inside the Carrier Dome. But with teams so close that have these outdoor scenarios that could be cold, could be snow, could be like the potential Super Bowl that's coming up, would you like to see Syracuse kind of utilize that? Like you said, you are not a fan of the cold, not a fan of the snow, but you'll play in it because you'll play through anything. Would you like to see Syracuse utilize a strength potential and say, Florida State, got to play you every season, why don't you come here and play in the snow?
You know, I would love to see Syracuse go to an outdoor stadium because that's the makeup of who we are. You know what, we got rated the number one cold weather city in the country. You know, so, you know, that's something, I don't know if it's to be an honor or be proud of, but, you know, it's our mystique. It's our makeup. It's who we are. Yeah. You know, and to bring a team here and have them play in a, you know, warm, you know, climate-controlled Carrier Dome, you know, it doesn't give us an advantage. Use the advantage that was like that God gave us, which is this weather here. So use it to our advantage. We're used to it. Outside people coming in, like a Florida State, a Clemson, a Georgia next year, a Georgia Tech next year, all these teams coming to play here, you know, it gives us an advantage. So use our advantage.
What I would like to see, because, you know, so many people are nostalgic about the Dome, is that if there was a way possible, and with the way the technology is, you'd like to think that they could make this happen, is to take the marshmallow off the top and to have a retractable roof like the Dallas Cowboys have had, like Reliance Stadium has for the Houston Texans, where Syracuse will be playing the Texas Bowl up against Minnesota, and to toy with the idea of saying, hey, if it's cold outside, we'll open up the retractable roof. If it's snowing too much, then we can always close it. But to have that option to say, you're going to play us in the cold, but if it gets really, really bad, then we can change it.
Okay, the Carrier Dome is outdated now. We all know that. I mean, everyone can sit there and hide your head in the sand all you want to and everything, but it's outdated. The Carrier Dome is now over 30 years old. You know, it's built, it's really being built in the 70s. The first year, I think, was 81. You know, but it's time to keep up with technology and move forward. And as you said before, a retractable dome would be great. I don't know if Syracuse wants to put some money into it and things of that nature, you know, but it's something for them to think about going forward into the future. Now that we're in the ACC, we have to have an advantage to be able to keep up with these teams that are getting better and better and better and better. We can't stay stagnant. And facilities is one of the things that really attract recruits and things of that nature. So I think getting back to the outside, getting back to the elements, getting back to who we are, which is a cold weather team, is what we need to do.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, Carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Well, Scott Shaver has brought up before that he wants to have this Northeast rivalry and really create Syracuse at Boston College as this big ACC rivalry that people pay attention to, that if you're not a Syracuse fan or you're not a Boston College fan but you're an ACC fan, that you'll pay attention and lock into this game and care about what happens in this big rivalry. And to me, what makes a Northeast rivalry better than having both teams, both in cold weather climates, and both with the potential of having snow or chilly weather at the very least, you know, sub-zero weather, so to speak, in either one of the matchups? Because as they bounce back and forth from season to season, you're either in Boston College or you're in Syracuse. And I think that would build so much more into the rivalry and build it up even more, because Scott wants this to be a big Northeast ACC battle. And what's better than telling people what the Northeast is all about than throwing them in Northeast weather.
You know, in order for this to be the rivalry I think that Coach Schaefer wants, you know, we really have to get back to using what's at our, you know, at our advantage, you know, and what's at our advantage is the weather here. You know, we're a Northeast team. We also have that rivalry between Syracuse, Boston College, played in the frozen tundra. We can use the old NFL cliche. You know, it's just that it's just a nostalgia. I think dome games are meant to be played for rivalry games. We want the playing field level. You know, seasonal games are not meant to be level. I mean, every team uses their advantage, whether it be the South with their fans and, you know, and their tailgating and things of that nature, whether it be out West where they use the great sunshine, the beautiful weather and things of that nature. You know, for us, we're known as a cold weather country. We're the Northeast. Use that to our advantage, you know, and it, you create a nostalgia. You create mystique. You create worry, and by worry I mean understanding that we can look down at the calendar and be like we're talking about the Super Bowl right now. Oh my God, it's gonna be cold in the Super Bowl. We know that almost 2 months away, it's gonna be cold. You can look at the Farmer's Almanac and say that it's gonna be a cold, weathery, wintry, blustery day. But you know, it creates drama, it creates intrigue, it creates, all right, which team's gonna play? Is this game good? It gives you something to talk about. And Syracuse needs to be the same way. We want to get one of those upper echelon teams that talks about the weather being a factor in their games. That's what it means. Hey, you can't change Mother Nature, but it's a great thing to talk about. It's a great segue into you preparing for a game, understanding a game, learning about a game, and getting forward to looking forward to the Super Bowl no matter who plays, because the weather's going to play a factor, and that makes football more interesting.
Well, when you look at the Northern teams, the Green Bay Packers, the Chicago Bears, the New York Giants, the New York Jets, they all play in the snow. You look at even the Pittsburgh Steelers play in the snow. The Buffalo Bills play in the snow. I was at one of the games and they were playing in the snow. So all of that being outdoor, then we talk about the Pittsburghs, the BCs, Maryland having the potential for that. It seems like Syracuse is the odd man out, and if there's such an argument against it, why is the overwhelming majority for it and having this cold weather climate? And do you believe that a Florida State, a Clemson, a Miami would truly be affected by this? Because before Syracuse went to play Florida State,
yes,
and before they went down to Tallahassee, and I was down at that game, which was about 80 degrees at game time, they were practicing for Florida State in the snow in Syracuse. Now, you can't simulate the warm weather.
No.
And Syracuse is affected by that. So why not have Florida State be affected by, well, it's snowing up there, it's 15 degrees, but we're practicing in 85 degrees in sun. Why not have that same disadvantage in practice instead of being the only team with the disadvantage?
You know, we lose our advantage by having a carrier dome. I mean, it stinks to say that, and the carrier dome is a warm, cozy, complimentary environment for us to have. It's a luxury for us to have, but you know, we lose our advantage. You know, so unless we can contend and can compete with these schools right now that are so head and shoulders above us, like a Florida State, like a Clemson, you know, it's like we need to have an edge, and our edge could be what we see outside today. It's cold outside right now, but you know what? As Syracuse players, as Syracuse residents, as Syracuse individuals, you know, and we have to use this to our advantage. And until they get to that point where they understand that, we're going to be an average team. I think Coach Schaefer is a great man for this job. He's the one who's basically bringing up the points he needs to bring up, that use our advantage. If you have an advantage, use it. Our advantage is the weather. They need to start using it.
Well, the thing is, they're going to be playing Pittsburgh and playing Boston College every single year. So Syracuse might be able to practice in the cold, but they are never going to play a game in the cold at home. So in a strange turn of events, kind of irony, they're at a disadvantage.
Yes.
To go to Pittsburgh, and they're at a disadvantage to go to Boston College, even though most likely they get more snow and potentially colder temperatures than either one of those schools, but those schools are used to playing in that weather.
You know what, as I said before, the carrier dome is outdated. It really is. I mean, I love the carrier dome. It gives me some fond memories. I mean, when I walk back in there, it's just history, and I get goosebumps every time I walk back in there. But you know what? It's outdated. Time to move forward with technology and everything into the future. And our future is, you know, use what we have at our advantage to our advantage. And until they start doing that, we'll be average.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. cream, fresh by hand daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you, our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like.
So to me, the great compromise, some people want to keep the dome, some people want an outdoor stadium. I think the great compromise is to have a retractable roof on top of a stadium where you have the ability to play outside or play indoors. But I will say that Archibald Stadium, my father, when he was very little, had the opportunity to go to a game, and fans used to show up in droves, sit in those cold stone seats, and they would watch those games, just like team fans go out to Florida State, Clemson, and pack their stadiums. Archibald Stadium, even when it was bad weather, was not a stadium that was left bare, no, so to speak. So, yeah, the snow was there, but the people were there too. So I think the complaint that people wouldn't want to sit in the snow is also something that isn't true, because it's happened in the past, the Floyd Little days, the Ernie Davis days, the Jim Brown days, that come rain or shine, snow, yeah, or 80-degree weather, when someone was a Syracuse fan for football, they were there no matter what.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I actually went to the last game played in Archibald Stadium. It was the Syracuse against the Navy. Bill Hurley was a quarterback. And I just remember just going up there as a young kid, and just then when the game was over, people were just tearing the stadium apart because everyone was taking nostalgia, you know, souvenirs. They were taking the goalposts. They were cutting up, taking the seats, cutting up grass. I actually still have a sod of grass from the old Archibald Stadium, you know. But as a young kid, you really don't understand it. You don't understand the history and the things of that nature that went into that. But I look back at it now and I was like, wow, I was a part of something special. But I think it's time for the Carrier Dome, the people to tear the Carrier Dome up and take nostalgia from there, because it's time for us to move forward into the future. And I think us moving forward into the future, because I played in Canada, it's called Rogers Stadium now, but it was a Sky Dome when I played, and it's a retractable stadium. And it was one of the most majestic, beautiful things I've ever seen, when the whole top would just rotate and just open up, or rotate and just close, and it was just fun to watch. You know, but we were able to have, like, when it's warm weather outside, they open the dome. When it's cold weather outside, they close the dome. But having an open stadium dome could give us an advantage, where it could be a game like today. And if we're playing the Florida State, open the dome up, let it be cold. They're not used to it. It gives us an advantage, you know. That could get us back up there with the elites.
That coming from Rob Drummond, CFL, NFL, and Syracuse Orange alum. And, of course, I'm here, Dan Tortora, with you all the time on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. And just so everybody knows, we have said that there needs to be a change from the dome, said by us, funded by someone else. We'll talk to you very soon. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Dan.